Let us pray. Holy Spirit, descend upon us with your gracious power. Lift us up in the Son to behold the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Your Father smiles. You bounce up and down with delight. A puzzle! A puzzle! He grins and lifts up the cardboard box, slitting the seals around the four sides, takes off the cover, and then upends the contents all over the living room floor. And so all over the living room floor tumble those jigsaw puzzle pieces, piles of different colors and splashes of design. The waves of excitement make your little hands tremble. I'm going to put it all together right now, and it's going to look just like that. And you point at the picture on the cover of the box. 5 minutes later. Daddy, I don't know how to do this. You stare in consternation at those jumbled piles of pieces, jumbled piles of confusion. You shake your little head. What should be the ordered picture that you had dreamed of 5 minutes ago is a scattered, confusing mess of conflicting shapes and colors. This is not your 50-piece puzzle with dinosaurs on it. This is a 1,000-piece challenge. Daddy, how do I do it? Where do I begin? Your father smiles and winks and takes a sip of coffee. And then he reaches down into the piles of pieces. You begin at the beginning. He pulls out a piece with a straight edge on one side. This is an edge piece. Find these pieces. You begin with these, and they will map out the boundaries of the whole puzzle. And that's how you put together a hard puzzle. Our lives are like someone has taken a puzzle box, opened it, and upended it on a living room floor. The jumbled pieces form piles of confusion. What should be an ordered picture is instead a scattered, confusing mess of conflicting shapes and colors. This is not our 50-piece puzzle with dinosaurs on it. This is a 1,000-piece challenge. How do we even begin to make sense of it? Who we are, what we should be? How do we begin to sort through the mess? Where do we begin? We, the teenage girl, sprawled on the couch, scrolling through Instagram. Who should I be? Where do I even begin to make sense of who I am? I don't look like that. I don't have that. Shaking our head at the jumbles of puzzle pieces. Where do I begin? We, the young man in tears, on the edge of the hotel bed. The yellow sticky note trembling in our hands. Had a good time, nothing serious, already have a husband. Later. The guilt and confusion wash over us. How do I put the pieces of this mess together? Where do I even begin? We, the old woman in the nursing home, squinting through our cataracts, the conflicting shapes and colors of our life passing before us, moments of joy and regret, jumbled piles of who we were and who we are. Why did I live the life I lived? Did it mean anything? Or is it just jumbled piles of scattered puzzle pieces? How do I even begin to make sense of it? Where do I begin? We look up. Daddy, where do I begin? Where do I begin to make sense of the confusion, the sin, who I am? And this morning, our Heavenly Father smiles. He takes a sip of coffee. He grins. You begin at the beginning. St. Mark begins our gospel reading this morning with that curious word, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In Greek, it is the word arche, the beginning. And yet, it doesn't simply mean beginning. Arche actually has two meanings, both a beginning point in time for something that's about to unfold, and also the pattern of how things come together, the rule of the universe, the arche, the beginning, but also the way in which the pieces fit together. St. Mark is saying this is the beginning of the life of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. But he's also saying this is the way that you understand the pieces of how Jesus' life fit together, the puzzle of who Jesus is. There were many stories sweeping through Palestine and around the Mediterranean about Jesus in Mark's time. Some true, some not so true. And Mark sets out to set the record straight. This is the arche, the beginning, the pattern of the life, the identity of Jesus, the Son of God. But of course, St. Mark isn't just thinking of Jesus. He's not just thinking of the pattern of the puzzle of who Jesus is. He's also thinking of the beginning, the pattern of the puzzles of who we are. You see, the entirety of St. Mark's gospel is a meditation on what it means to live the Jesus life, to live a life of taking up the cross, to live a life of following after the crucified one, a life of participating in his death and resurrection, a life of love, the Jesus life, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Or as St. John would say, to as many as received him, to them he gave the power to be called sons of God, even to those who believe on his name. The Jesus life is our life. And so, the beginning, the arche, of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the beginning of the good news of our lives, the sons and daughters of God, the pattern of our life. And so this morning, as we stare at the scattered piles of who we are, shaking our head at the jumbled mess of conflicting shapes and colors, the mess of the mystery of who we are, but also the mess of our own failings and struggles, we ask, where do we begin? Daddy, where do we begin? And the Father's voice whispers in the Spirit, "Begin at the beginning. Come down into the Jordan waters. Here are the edge pieces of your life. Follow their pattern. There are key. This is how the pieces of Jesus' life come together. And so this is how the pieces of your life come together." The Spirit beckons and we find ourselves in the river, the place of repentance, the place of admitting both our sins and our puzzlement at who we are. It is the place of refusing to protect ourselves from the reality of truth. I did this. I don't understand why I did it. I don't even know what all these piles of life experience mean. I don't know how they fit together. And the cold water sets us shivering as we recount our sins, our fears, and our confusions. The wild man chants. He splashes the stinging cold water on our brow. And now we are wading towards the shore. The heavens break open. The sun smiles down on us. The dove alights on our shoulder. A new beginning, a new arche, a new point of departure, but a new pattern also of life. And then the thunderous sound of a voice from heaven, "You are my son, my beloved one, in whom I am well pleased." The Father fits together the pieces of the puzzle of our lives and invites us to join in. This is how you do it. Are you unsure of who you are? Are you unsure of how to put together the pieces of the mystery, the puzzle of who you are? Begin at the beginning with the edge pieces. Begin at the beginning of the life of Jesus. A life that is a life of repentance and assurance. These are the edge pieces. The sandaled foot stepping into the water, the dark eyes looking up to heaven, the dove, and my love. Life is a puzzle. A puzzle because of the depths of who we are as strange, mysterious creatures, and also a puzzle because of, quite frankly, the messes that we make of it. But God fits the pieces of our lives together and invites us to join in and participate in that puzzle. He gives us the arche, the beginning point, the pattern, the rule for how the pieces of our life go together. The fear of the Lord, the arche, the beginning of wisdom. Are you at a loss of where to start with your life this morning? How to make sense of it all? Start at the beginning. The beginning edges. Go back to Jesus' baptism, your baptism. To the reality that God has brought you again, a new beginning, a new life. Go back to the good news that you are, by the Spirit's mysterious power, the beloved son, the beloved daughter of God. That is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.